Philippine Voice News, the Global Link.
MEDRAB demands arrest over ZAMSA audit scandal. President Hichilema says ZAMSA audit investigations ongoing, and almost 300 killed in wave of violence in Sudan's North Kordofan. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The Medicines Research and Access Platform MEDRAP has urged law enforcement agencies to arrest and prosecute individuals named in the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA forensic audit report, which exposed massive price inflation of up to 1,600% in the procurement of medicines. MEDRAP Executive Director Leo Kalioka said those implicated must face the law without delay to prove their innocence in court and be held accountable. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, the arms of the law must begin arresting and prosecuting those named in the audit report, and this must be done promptly and quickly, said Mr. Lioka. Reacting to the audit findings, Mr. Lioka also called on the Minister of Health to establish proper systems and controls to avoid future scandals, advising that the ongoing recruitment process for the Director General of ZAMSA be halted, arguing that it is being conducted improperly. MEDRAP is surprised that ZAMSA continues to operate without a board of directors and a substantive director general, and this leadership vacuum is contributing to these lapses, said Mr. Lioka. He stressed the need for government to urgently appoint a board to oversee the recruitment of a qualified director general, noting that continued failure to address governance challenges at ZAMSA could erode donor confidence.
To deal with problems from the root cause and not dealing with symptoms or simply grazing over the surface. And therefore, what you suggest is that, first of all, from the audit, it names, of course, the culprits, you know, and we are urging that the long arm of the law be stretched forth, you know, to reach out to the people that are involved in this scam.
Tunse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has warned that the fight against corruption will continue to fail if it remains selective and politically biased. Mr. Tembo said the recent revelations from a forensic audit into suspected drug pilferage at ZAMSA, which exposed price inflation in the procurement of medicines and medical supplies, are a clear sign that government is reluctant to tackle present-day corruption. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Tembo, is also president of the Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, said the audit report had revealed names of individuals involved in corrupt activities who should be immediately arrested. It said that the fight against corruption is not targeting the individuals mentioned in the audit report, and this selective application is damaging public trust, said Mr. Tembo. He added that the level of corruption uncovered at ZAMSA is alarming and must be urgently addressed and curtailed to restore credibility to public procurement processes. Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has confirmed that matters highlighted in the PricewaterhouseCoopers audit on corruption at ZAMSA are currently under investigation. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said the President has reiterated his commitment that there will be no sacred cows and that anyone found wanting will face the full force of the law. Relevant departments are fully cooperating with investigative agencies to ensure a thorough, impartial and just process, said Mr. Hamasaka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He emphasized that everyone remains innocent until proven guilty and that findings will be made public once investigations are due and processes have been completed. Mr. Hamasaka further disclosed that in response to preliminary audit findings, government dissolved the ZAMSA Management Board, advised the position of Director General to bring and intensified operations at the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, which have already led to the arrest and prosecution of individuals caught diverting government medicines to private markets. He added that additional reforms and improvements are underway as relevant departments continue to review audit recommendations and strengthen governance at all levels within the agency. Cabinet has approved Zambia's 2026-2028 macroeconomic and fiscal objectives aimed at boosting economic growth, strengthening public service delivery and protecting vulnerable citizens. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the targets include achieving at least 6% annual GDP growth, reducing inflation to single digits by 2028, and increasing domestic revenue collection to over 22% of GDP. Mr. Mwetwa also said that Cabinet has also resolved to continue implementing the medium-term debt strategy, which includes a moratorium on commercial loans, focusing instead on concessional financing and domestic borrowing only through government sureties. Mr. Mwetwa said social protection programs such as a social cash transfer and cash for work will be sustained, while financing to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, will continue to ensure community-level development. He said that in the agriculture sector, Cabinet has approved the full implementation of the electronic voucher system and support for the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, SAF. Mr. Mwetwa also said that in the energy sector, Cabinet endorsed cost-reflective pricing to prevent fuel and electricity arrears. In Africa news, a new wave of violence has erupted in Sudan's North Kordofan state, with activists reporting that almost 300 people have been killed in attacks that began over the weekend. The emergency lawyers, a Sudanese human rights group, say that paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, launched coordinated assaults on villages surrounding the city of Bara, which is currently under RSF control. In the village of Shag Anom alone, more than 200 people are reportedly killed, either shot or burned to death in arson attacks. Looting raids in neighboring villages claimed another 38 civilian lives, according to the group, while dozens more remain missing. Coming up shortly, Trump says he is disappointed with Putin but not done. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Medcrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. President Donald Trump said he is disappointed but not done with Vladimir Putin in an exclusive phone call with the BBC. The U.S. president was pressed on whether he trusts the Russian leader. Mr. Trump was speaking hours after he announced plans to send weapons to Ukraine and warned of severe tariffs on Russia if there was no ceasefire deal in 50 days. In an interview from the Oval Office, the president also endorsed NATO, having once described it as an obsolete, and affirmed his support for the organization's common defense principle.
Sports update.
Brentford have completed the signing of England midfielder and former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson on a 2-year contract after his recent departure from Ajax. Henderson, 35, spent